is all that I can be. And maybe one day God will show me what I need. Right now, I'm not so sure about myself. Will I ever turn and face myself and learn to fly?
Aloha, I am your host, May Leilani, and this is the Universal Spiritual Connection. Mahalo to all the listeners of BBSRadio.com. We also truly thank and welcome to all the Pal Talk people in our room. It is an honor and a pleasure to have every one of you, and I'm actually waving to each of you saying aloha. It is a real honor to have all my listeners with me this evening. I personally want to thank BBS Radio and Don Seth, my technician, and my admin, Spirit Wonder, for the great job that you guys are all doing to support this show. So thank you. We are going to do channeled readings this first hour. Our second hour, we're actually going to have Dr. Frank Stranges on with us. Now, you're going to want to stay tuned because this is a man that up to the present moment is still visiting with his dear friends, Commander Thor from Victor 1 spacecraft. So it's going to be a hot show for every one of you this evening. But let me give you our call-in numbers. The toll-free is for the USA 877-270-8714. For Canada, the number is 888-861-3519. Our direct lines, same area code, 530-876-9026, 876-3223, or 413-4515. So welcome to all the listeners of BBSRadio.com and to Pal Talk. It is a real pleasure to be with you. So this evening, since we weren't able to get hold of my guest, must mean I'm going to get to do channeled readings for each and every one of you. So I know that a lot of you have indeed received channeled readings from me. So for the people in the Pal Talk room, I'm going to ask that each of you please raise your hand and I will call each of you. And for all you listeners out there with BBSRadio.com, you know what the call-in numbers are, so feel free to call in. If you would like to personally speak with me and just share your thoughts, ideas, whatever it is, I'm definitely open. So on that note, what we're going to do on this first, before I get started giving channeled readings for this evening, I would like to bless you, each and every one of you, this evening. Now, a lot of my regular listeners have never heard me speak the light language. Well, guess what? We got a great treat this evening. So I ask that all the listeners sit back, close your eyes, take a deep, deep breath, and let it go. And as you continue taking your deep breath, and releasing all the tension, all the stress, all the concerns, whatever that might be, this is your sacred moment, a moment just designed for each and every one of you. So I'm going to leave it open to each of you if you would like to receive a blessing. And so I ask that all of you focus on your heart chakra and pushing that energy out and allow that heart energy to explode and to expand like a huge beam of light. As a matter of fact, why don't we just wrap it around Mother Earth and just give her all this warmth and love and healing from our hearts. So here we go. Shihala ni uhikana tala. Hala ihio na ikia patai. Si hola ma iokona paila tisia. Ha nala mu ia kataia. Shahio mu alatia ma iokonai. Hala mu atala ha ia kushina kapayata. Hala ia no palishu oetiana. Kalana muya kapaya. So be it, and amen. Wow. I don't know about any of you, but I could definitely feel that energy coming in. If any of you would like to call in and share your own personal experiences, I would love to hear what you have to share. And on that note, we're going to start doing channeled readings for everyone. And let me repeat those call-in numbers. And those numbers are toll-free 877-270-8714. For Canada, the number is 888-861-3519. Our direct line, same area code, is 9026 or 876-3223 or 413-4515. So here we go, everybody. I'm going to call on Izzy Art Heals to come forth and ask your specific questions, and we will... You know what? BBS Radio, let's give Izzy Art Heals the mic, if you would, please. And we're going to wait for their question here.
Thank you. Thank you. And I appreciate this, the universal energy working through you. My question is simply, I'd like to ask what they feel is most appropriate for my mission and my work right now. Anything else that they feel they
would
like to share?
Hold your thought for just a moment, please,
that
sweetie.
Will help
having a real challenge
you
hearing
your time,
what
your
you're saying. So we'll give BBS Radio just a moment to kind of bring up the volume, and then if you would repeat your question, I sure would appreciate it. Okay, go ahead.
Oh, okay. Can you hear me now?
Yes, ma'am.
I thank you for your time and your service. My question is that I would like to know what is the next step that I need to accomplish on my mission and my path, or anything else that Spirit feels is more important for me to know at this point. I'm open to whatever guidance comes. And again, thank you for your time, your energy, and the universal forces. Thank you, too.
Thank you. It's a real honor to be with you this evening. Real quick, where are you calling from? What state?
Montgomery, Alabama, USA.
Oh, wonderful. I have a slight southern drawl. I have family in Georgia, so we're just about kin folks, aren't we? Anyway. Okay, the first thing that I heard is the Masters would like to really share with you is that, first of all, every time you take a step, you are honoring the Christ consciousness. Every time you choose to take a breath, you are honoring humanity. And one of the interesting things that I have found about you is that you're a natural healer. Is this not correct about you? Are you with me? Okay, I'll continue on. I would really encourage you to further your studies in healing. There's a part of you that kind of holds yourself back just a little bit on that. And I believe that it has a lot to do with some of the environment that you interact with, meaning sometimes for myself, it could be just of judgments of what others may think around me, associates to certain family members. So I believe you get the picture here. One of the other things that I'd really, and when you go get ready to further education in the healing capacity, I'm going to touch a little deeper on that as well. You're going to find that there's going to be three separate activations, and I mean cellular memory activations, that you're going to be bringing forth in this particular lifetime of the ancient ways of healing. And what's going to be very profound is you're going to start receiving as well some flashbacks of the days of Lemurian Atlantis days. I will let you know as well that you have spent many lifetimes working at this capacity. I almost feel like I can hear you grinning, you're smiling, going, yes, yes. And I'd love to get some feedback from you. If you'd like to email me, that is imdivinelight@aol.com, okay? Another thing I would like to say to you is what you will be doing in the very near future. It's huge, okay? And I'm not going to give you too much of it because right now what I need you to focus on is allowing yourself to come to completion on some areas within your own personal life. I do believe that you know exactly what I mean. You're going to find those energies will indeed open up for you in July. Your whole world is going to change, and it's going to be positive. It's going to have a huge smile on your face. You're going to go, oh, my gosh, I never believed that this could possibly happen to me. Money flows coming in. Everything your heart has is created or desired in your daydreaming time is about to open itself up to you. Now, back to the future. One of the things you're going to be doing is you're going to be helping thousands of people. When that time comes, you will know what to do. You will be fully awakened. The last couple of veils that you have on you right now will be lifted by the hand of God. That said, you're going to assist in helping thousands of people in saving their lives. You need to write this down. Number two is you're going to help rebuild the new order, our new world of the ways things will be in once all these shifts take place. The number three thing that I really want you to focus on as well is children. Now, you could start, because you're a great, great teacher. I want you to stick with that. People have a tendency to trust you, okay? You have a natural way of healing or just listening to people's hearts or what might be troubling, and I will tell you this, they feel better once they leave. So getting back to the future with the children, okay, you are going to help be one of the main facilitators in various university-type education that will take place for our children. Our school systems right now, they're not, I mean, do I have to say too much about that? I think you got the gist of that one. So you have a natural act for loving children, and that's going to be very important. I highly suggest that you read about crystal and indigo children. So on that note, we hope that we have served you well. And if you have any further questions, you let me know, okay? And many blessings to you. Okay, getting back to the Pell Talk Room, Izzy Art Hills, have we served you yet? Oh, it was you. How did I do, Izzy Art Hills? Oh, bless you too. Many blessings to you. Oh, yes. You knew exactly what I was talking about, didn't you? I also want to let you know as well, is you need to study some very higher information when it comes to healing work. You need to do a quantum leap, okay? Oh, you're going to do much more. I'm talking about a couple more steps up, okay? So, thank you. Okay, so Izzy Art Heals, if I can have you lower your hand, I sure would appreciate it. And we're going to bring Pacha 37. I hope I pronounced that correctly. And you're welcome to ask your question as well. And you can either take the mic or you can call in or type it, whichever is the easiest for you. Bless you as well, Izzy Art Heals. It was an honor to serve you. You're a big-time healer. Oh, yes, you are. And etheric healer as well. Okay. So do we have our next question? No, I cannot hear you. I'm sorry. Okay. You're going to have to push to talk, please. It's okay. This is fun. I want to say hello to everybody, and I also want to let all my listeners of VBSRadio.com and this show, I truly love each and every one of you. I send out much, much love and blessings to all of you, and I'm looking forward to participating with all of you, okay? So, okay, here we go. Let's see if he can actually talk with his mic. Okay. All right. Well, why don't we just have a typed question, if we may. I already am picking up on the energy. It's okay. I'll just wave to you. That'll make you feel better, huh?
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Oh, good.
Welcome.
I'm Kim from Louisiana. Thank you.
Hi. Welcome to the show. It's a real honor to have you with us this evening.
Oh, thank you. It's an honor to talk to you tonight.
How may we serve you this evening?
I was hoping that maybe you could give me some high points of maybe the near future. It seems that I pretty much know that my own personal life that I'm probably going to have to go through, you know, three passings, three deaths. And I'm pretty sure that's kind of my own, you know, precognition plus what other people have kind of seen as well. And I think they're all going to happen in the next three to 6 months. And I have to say that occasionally I just like, it's the worry. See, that's the thing. I can't just let it go. You know, if it was just over and done with, I know I could survive it, and I know I'm strong enough to survive it. But on a day-to-day, sometimes I just get crazy. Life is crazy. It's so hectic and stuff.
Well,
I'm just hoping for some sort of direction.
And please write this down, okay?
Yeah.
Because I really want to help you through this at this time. First of all, are you going to make it? You bet you are.
Right.
The things that you're going to be doing in the very near future is very vital to the Christ consciousness. But you already know this deep inside yourself. You don't need anybody to tell you that. The next point that I'd like to bring forth to you as well is let's do a death and a rebirth. Because basically what death really truly means is shedding the old stuff that no longer serves us, for one. Number two is to allow the new to come in. We've got to let go of the things that no longer enhance us with this new vibration, the higher vibration. Wouldn't you agree with that?
Yes.
Okay. And this is what you're moving into. So, and I will say this as well, watch your mental thoughts. Change the way you're thinking about different situations outside of you, because you have a tendency sometimes to swing more to the left. Does this make sense for you?
I'm not sure exactly what you mean by swinging to the left.
It's like a scale, okay? You've got your positive and your negative. Okay, your positive is on your right side, your negative is on your left side.
Okay.
What you
so
are,
even if I'm left-handed? Even if I'm left-handed,
the
negativity is on the left?
Yeah,
okay.
Then it would definitely be the opposite. And where you're at right now is you're balancing that scale. Does that make sense?
Yes.
And you know that. You feel that.
Yes.
That's what's been unfolding around you. So
right.
If you can keep that in the forefront of your mind, and when these things occur around you, number one is you have to realize and remember that very moment to stop and breathe. Then realize that this is a situation or an occurrence that is come forth for you to let go of and get real excited about it. Let your heart sing with excitement and joy. Okay? I will tell you there are others
around you. See, I feel a little bit guilty about that.
Well,
because
that's
where
I'm working on helping you.
I feel that joy welling up occasionally. And I have to say, I mean, I love the men in my life. And it just so happens, though, that my precognition is that, you know, three major male figures are going to die. And on the one hand, of course, I'm going to be really sad. But on the other hand, it does feel like a lightening. It does feel like a liberation. And I know it does. My husband's extremely depressed and extremely sick, and he's been that way for months. And
well,
write this down
because you really need to take a good look at this, okay? And number one is find yourself someone. They've got to be at a much higher level as a healer to help you,
okay?
Make sure they have been doing healing work for quite some time. And I mean, you know, it took me, I knew that I was very good at doing healing work, but there were a lot of things that I had to learn. Not to say that I'm not still learning, but I have never done that, you know, like removing implants, all these kinds of things. This is what you're going to need to work on.
I was working with a healer that I really liked
big time.
And she had told me about my husband, well, you know, right, not long on the world. And it's ironic that, and I really loved her and everything, and I do love her, okay, and she's going through, but then, like, within a week I find out her husband's dying. And to me that's some sort of cosmic irony. Nothing else. And now she's not doing work because he's only got 3 months to live, so she's not working now because she wants to be with him for every minute. You know, that kind of thing.
Yes.
So.
Well, one of the things I'm going to say to you is that I really would like to see you, one, get your aura really cleansed, okay? You need to get your chakras cleansed out as well. There's some repair that needs to be done on your aura. I'm going to work on doing some repairs on it right now for you. Okay?
Good, thank you.
I also want your God crystal, which is located in the front of your physical body, have someone do some repairs on that as well. Okay? You've got 6 implants and some weapons that need to be removed. And another thing is have the individual work on clearing out your tube of light as well, okay? I'm going to repair the tube of light right now. when you get this done, you're going to realize you're going to be much lighter, you're going to be a lot happier, you're going to have a whole lot of aha moments, and then you're going to actually realize that you have becoming more balanced and grounded with your scale. Does this make sense?
Yeah. Yes.
So I want you to think about the things I've told you, because I'm actually sharing with you what I'm seeing, okay?
Right.
Once you get these things done, you can call out Archangel Metatron to cleanse your chakras and your tube of light. He does a great job. I do it every night. Ask Father, Mother, God to come in and cleanse your aura. Call in the MAP healers or the light healers. Just call upon them and ask them to help assist in making all necessary repairs in your aura, your chakras, your tube of light, and your grid lines, okay?
Yes.
And I'd like to get some feedback from you on that once you do those things.
Thank you so much, Melani.
It is our honor. It really is our honor. So go on my show page with BBS Radio and let me know how you're doing, okay, honey?
Thank you so much, Melani. Have a blessed evening.
And you as well. Wow. I also want to mention to all the listeners in the Pal Talk room, if you'll notice, I have posted BBS Radio's website address, and you are welcome to click on to that. It will actually take you to our home page. You will find that there's wealth of information there, and as well as if you will notice on your right-hand column, there's a different show names there as well, and you can actually scroll down. They're all in alphabetical order. You can actually click on the Universal Spiritual Connection, and it'll take you right to my show page, and it'll show you all my guests that are coming up. It's got wealth of information on press releases, classes that you all may be very interested in. And if you have a particular subject matter or topic that you would like to talk about, send me an email and let us know all about it. On that note, I'm going to call on Phoenix. Would you like the mic, and you can ask me a question? Okay, so no sound problem. Okay, we have a sound problem. All right, would you like to type out your question, or you're welcome to call in on our toll-free number, and that is 877-270-8714. Or you're also welcome to call our direct line, and that is 530-876-9026 or 876-3223. So, okay, I'm going to wait for your question, and hopefully we can get you in. While we're waiting, I want to let all of you know that we are going to have Dr. Frank Stranges on our next two-hour broadcast. You guys are going to love this. He is a very dear and special friend to me. He's a newfound friend, and I'm a very lucky individual to have him as a friend. Aha, we are going to give out numbers again. Toll-free number for the USA is 877-270-8714. 877-270-8714. For Canada, the number is 888-861-3519. Okay. Yes, it is. It is definitely a radio broadcast. Hey, everybody. I love being with all of you. It is so much fun to be here to serve all of you. Well, Belgian Bill, you'll have to tell me what your cup of tea is. Bye-bye to you, too. Have a great evening. Okay, so we're going to wait for Phoenix. I don't know. Are we going to be calling in, or are we going to type up a question to ask me, or did I miss it? Okay. I am on the right path. I'm trying to call. Oh, okay. Hang in there, guys. Okay. Phoenix, you need to call in 888-861-3519. The number is 888-861-3519. Okay? Aha, getting all kinds of messages here. Okay, while we're waiting for Phoenix, I want to remind all of you that, okay, yes, I did forever, a marvelous reading, in fact. Thank you, Izzy Art Hills. Do I have you on the phone now, Phoenix?
Great, thank you.
Hi, welcome to the show. Where are you calling from, Canada?
Hi, I'm calling from Bothell, Washington.
Oh, wow, great place to be. I love it up there.
Beautiful day today, too.
Oh, I bet. Can I pack up and move on up there with you?
Oh, anytime. Come visit. That'd be great.
Well, the weather up down here has been 108.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes,
that's
ma'am.
Way too hot.
Summer has definitely kicked in Arizona.
I know what happened to spring.
You?
What happened to spring?
I know. I think we just
that
all together.
Yeah, no kidding. No kidding.
Oh, okay. My goodness. And you know what?
I have a building that I lease out to a business. And
okay. We're
going through a lease. A lease problem. And for some reason, they're being really nasty about making this happen. And I'm a very easy person, and I want to know, what is it that is that's making this happen? It's just not a fun thing to go through.
Well, you know, a lot of times when we find when things are really tough or people are trying to, well, I'll just be frank with you. The first word that came to me is manipulation.
Okay. On their part or mine? I don't
their
think
part.
I am. Okay.
Their
okay.
part, honey.
Okay.
Okay. Another thing is you have a real soft spirit, don't you?
Yes.
And you're easygoing, blah, blah, blah,
I
okay?
Am.
All
yeah.
right. Well, you know what that does for a lot of people that are bullies?
They step on me?
They think, ooh, easy prey.
Exactly, yes.
She's a pushover.
Yeah.
So the next word is demand, 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 demand. If I keep demanding and playing hardball, then she'll just, you know, break and give me whatever I want.
Oh, on their side, I see. Yeah.
Do you see what I mean?
I do. So
Hello?
They just sent me back a revised lease thing. And
hello?
Oh, Red tag here, red tag that.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Can you hear me?
Do you think that this will come out in my favor? I guess that's the basic line here.
Yes, and the thing is that you have the power to make sure that it is.
Of course, there are times when we have to work on compromising and giving a little to receive, right?
Mm-hmm.
So one of the things that's going on with you right now is that what's being mirrored or reflected to you is the areas that you need to strengthen at this time. So you need to sit down and get real clear about your boundaries. How far am I willing to go? What is it that I'm projecting out there that creates people thinking that that's okay to treat me with that type of behavior?
Yes.
Because it's really, even though they're the catalysts that are creating these things, it's really all about you, right?
Right.
Will the lease work out? That's going to depend on you. You may find that you're going to probably say, you know what? I'm not putting up with this anymore. You're not the only game in town.
Yeah, that's...
Does that make sense? It does make sense.
And since this is...
Now, let me tell you a little bit about the man. Would you like to know a little bit more about him?
Yeah.
Okay. He's extremely fearful. He's what we refer to as very much into the 3D world. He's very stressed. Only sees one way. Tunnel vision is a lot of times how we refer to it. He sees it one way and it's his way only.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? He's all about the money. Are you not finding this out through your communications with him?
I haven't really dealt with him a lot, but just, I mean, you know, going back to say, I'm very easy, and he's been, you know, on time and all those kind of things, but now he's just making these demands that are crazy.
And you know what the real you know what the golden key is, don't you, honey?
No, what?
No. Look the man straight in the eyes and say no. But this is what I'm willing to do with you and for you in the story. You have a tendency, and I mean no judgment, because you know I love you. right? You know this.
I would never do
anything to hurt you. But
no,
you sometimes get a little wishy-washy.
Yes, that's the truth.
So let's see how far we can push her, and let's see how far we can get her further to be wishy-washy.
Okay. So
it's a game of cat and mouse. Let's see how far we can push.
Yeah. Okay, listen, I know you've got all these people online waiting for to talk to you. And
Isn't this fun? Isn't this exciting?
It's very exciting.
Well, let me ask you a question here, because I love doing this. Do you think I should do more readings on my radio show?
You know, people really enjoy that.
I know.
So you know the answer.
Hey, see, you got it. You can do it.
Exactly.
We hope she has served you well. And let us know how you're doing, okay?
Okay, well, thank you so much for your input, and I really do appreciate it, and I love you too.
Very be well.
Thank you. You also.
Bye-bye.
All right. Bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, we're going to call on Lucky Wish next. I guess we're having some mic problems in the room this evening, and we do sincerely apologize to all of you. You're welcome to call in. For the USA, the toll-free number is 877-270-8714. Canada is 888-861-3519. So how are we doing, everybody? This is fun. Thank you for allowing me to honor all of you this evening. I love doing it. Okay, Lucky Wish, it's your turn. In the meantime, I want to remind all of our listeners this evening is we've got a really great guest coming up, and his name is Dr. Frank Stranges and Commander Thor from the Victor One. Now, they have been very dear friends for many, many years, and what's really wonderful, there we go, Lucky Wish, are you going to go ahead and just type your question? Okay, well, okay, you're welcome to go ahead and type your question. But anyway, I wanted to give you just a little bit of the history on Dr. Frank. Still to the present moment, this man, this incredible man, is still visiting Victor 1, an actual spacecraft up in our universe, and has been doing it for many, many, many years. And he's going to share some very exciting, profound information with all of you. And it's going to be really exciting. So, and you're all going to be welcome to interact with Dr. Frank this evening. You can ask him any questions you'd like. Yes, please, Lucky Wish, go ahead and type your question if you would, because we're getting so close to the end of this hour. And I do want to personally apologize to the rest of those that have their hands risen. Raised, I may not be able to get to any of you once I'm done with Lucky Wish. So if that's the case, please accept my apologies. Okay, my question is, will my songs go in stores soon? Yes, Lucky Wish, they will. The only thing that's really holding you back is you, okay? You get a little nervous, and you kind of doubt yourself, and you kind of do some hoo-hahing over there, and I know you know what I'm meaning, okay? So let's straighten up that spine, young lady, and let's get that music out. I knew you knew what I was talking about. Yes, ma'am. And please, we BBS Radio and I welcome you to send your music. And I will listen to it and see what I can do about if my producer really likes it, then he'll definitely put it up on BBS Radio. So, you know, I gave you my media address, so please go ahead and send it over to us. And yes, ma'am, you're going to do a lot of really great work. The only area that you're going to need to work on, Lucky, is getting out of your own way, dear heart, with that self-doubt and a little bit of that fear going on. Don't take a no for an answer. You know who you are. You know what your music is all about. Get it out there, young lady. That's right. It's all about my courage. You better believe it is. I've got another wonderful suggestion for you as well that works very well when a potential guest would like to participate with me on my radio show. They send me out what we refer to as media kits, and a lot of times they'll send me a CD with their book and their bios and all those kind of cool things, and you may want to set yourself up some kits and mail them out. Send them to the different radio stations. Send them out to national TVs and other AM, FM radio stations. Get out there and make some new connections. Drop by. Send them thank you notes as well. Do those kinds of things, okay? So we hope we have served you well. And let us know how you do, okay? Okay, great. I look forward to receiving them, okay? So we hope we served you well, Lucky. You go get them, girl. Thank you. Lucky Wish says yes. Okay, I'm going to see if I can do another reading here. Okay, let's see. When this talent lady comes on, yes. You bet, Sterling Fine. Okay, what is your question? You can go ahead and type it, or you're welcome to call into the station. Okay, we're waiting to all the listeners. This is fun. Thank you guys for letting me honor you. Okay, and we're going to ask our question. I got a beautiful candle lit here. I'll just invite all of you to come in and hang out with all of me. A dark moon, that's only because this is a radio live broadcast, and so to make sure that there is not any interference in the radio broadcast. So we hope you understand that. Okay, so we're not going to have that question go popping up here. So anyway, we are going to be inviting Dr. Frank here real soon. So I hope that all of you will stay and help me give our guests for this evening a warm welcome to the show. We do, in behalf of Universal Spiritual Connection and BBSRadio.com, do indeed apologize for our guests for this evening on this first hour. We're not quite sure what happened, but we weren't able to get hold of our guests, so we do apologize to all of you for that. I will be having two guests every Tuesday nights from 6:30 to 9:30, so I hope that you all come and join me. Love to have each and every one of you. So I'm going to find out if we've got our next guest on, since we aren't going to have any more questions here. Okay, I do have a question. Okay, well, you best get typing, because I sure would love to help you. Okay, can you go ahead?
Hello?
Hi, how are
Hi.
You?
Fine, thanks.
Welcome
can
to
you
the
hear
show,
me?
Honey. Where are
can
you calling
me?
From?
Canada.
Oh, Canada, yay!
Yay! A small town, actually, not well-known, but I'm in Canada.
Yeah,
so how are you today?
What? There's a lot to say about small towns now, isn't there? It's warm and fuzzy, and people have more openness and trust, and they watch each other's backs, don't they?
Oh, for sure. It's pretty good family-oriented. Most of the time, it's an alright place to live. You get your drama in
yes.
between, though.
Yes.
I'm kind of glad and grateful that I was on the radio tonight. I noticed that you do what's called a spiritual path reading.
Yes.
I kind of seen that you did that earlier.
Yes.
I was wondering if you could possibly give me a
past life reading?
Yes, please.
Well, what I picked up right away once I started talking to you is you've had a really strong lifetime in Egypt.
And where?
You wore really fancy clothes. I will say this, you weren't in the palace with the kings and pharaohs, or the pharaohs and the queens and stuff like that. Your husband in this lifetime was a wealthy man, so you know all his needs were met. I am being pulled more towards being a merchant.
I think I know what you're talking about, but it's not like a merchant as in we're gaining profit. It's for the community that we're doing.
That is correct.
Am I on
the
right path? Yeah, because we had a project that we know that our town would definitely, like, benefit from. So, I just thought that was, like, pretty cool because I just wanted to have an idea with that in the spiritual reading because the town's lost a lot of economics and employment. So we kind of really would like an idea with that as well.
Yeah, you're breaking up just a little bit for me, okay? So,
okay.
I want to just bring this out forward as well, because you had women around you that, you know, basically helped you. They were more like servants, but
mm-hmm.
you didn't treat them that way. They were your friends.
That's actually going on right now.
Yes, and that was another thing I want to bring forward as well, because you're pulling that particular lifetime into this lifetime. Okay?
Oh, no wonder I've been feeling that way.
Pardon me?
I totally get what you mean.
Yeah. But one of the things I want to remind you in this lifetime, okay,
mm-hmm.
that's important for you, is to remember to take care of yourself, okay?
Okay.
The way you treat others is the way you definitely want to treat yourself.
Yeah, I'm doing a whole year, like a couple years ago and this year, I've been doing that, working on that. And the female teachers that you've been saying or speaking of, they've been aiding me as well as I've been aiding them spiritually too. So that's pretty cool. So I am on like the right path with everything and with that, right?
Yes, you are. Actually, you're doing quite well.
Okay.
And I just love your sweet spirit, and you're full of joy and laughter and have fun and let your hair down. But at the same time, I will say that you have the capability, a strong possibility of having a business in this lifetime. Do you understand this?
I kind of do, but I'm not sure yet. Like, because I see two things for myself. Like, I'm a bit clairvoyant myself, but I'm not. Pardon?
I know you are.
Oh, well, yeah, I kind of picked up on that. I'm not reading you, though, because that would
have been. That's okay, honey.
Yeah, like, where I live for the clairvoyance, my teacher's aid really good because it's like where I live is the block for that, for the clairvoyance. So they're aiding me and trying to help break it. So
one of the things I do want to say to you is right away the masters want you to know you haven't seen nothing yet, baby.
Oh, I know. I had an experience like 2 weeks ago, funnier as you were to say that. So, yeah.
Seeing orbs, walking into dimensions. I want you to be a little bit more discerning if you choose to walk in into a dimension, but I want you to ask your higher self to escort you into a safe place when you do that.
Okay.
You will be doing a lot of traveling in the very near future. So you're doing some more prep work at this time. So give
mm-hmm.
yourself a chance to do that, because, you know, we have a tendency sometimes to get so excited about our spiritual growth. Make sure
yes.
you go from point A to B, C, D. Walk that path and don't
okay.
skip a beat, okay?
I'm trying real hard not to, actually.
Yeah,
like,
well,
I
it's going to be
so
very
much.
Important to you, because if you choose not to do that, you will find that you'll have to kind of go back and restart it over again, and you don't want to do that, nor do you have the time.
Mm-mm. I'm getting married,
sense?
So, yeah, I don't have the time to do all that hard work and then start over
yeah.
again, you know, like a board game kind of thing. So I totally get what you're saying. With our, with the group that I'm with the teachers and that, they're like the right teachers for me. That's what you picked up, right?
Yes.
Okay.
You will be in the very near future, though. I will say this: adding more teachers, because you're about to graduate to a higher level. And once
uh-huh.
you do that, you're going to be seeking, well, actually, the teachers will show up for you, and you will know.
That's funny. We were just talking about something, because my teacher, she's actually moving closer to me, because not just for me, but, like, her husband, something worked out for her husband, too. And
yeah.
spiritually, she does tarot card parties, like, not for money gain, you know, like, she doesn't accept that very, she doesn't like to use, but they offer. And she just recently added me on to her for aiding in the entertainment part. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, good.
Like, yeah.
This will be very good experience for you. So get my email address. That is imdivinelight@aol.com, and you can find that on my show page as well with BBS Radio.
Okay.
Keep me posted, okay?
Pardon?
Keep me posted on how you're doing.
Okay, and can you get your website address through the PBS?
Yes, absolutely. It's all on my show page, and if you'll notice, I have the heading up on the PAL Talk Room, and you can click right onto that and scroll down on your right column to see Universal Spiritual Connection. It'll take you right to my show page.
Yeah, okay, cool. Yeah, because, like, other people I tried talking to, they didn't seem to connect with me. I'm not sure why, but my spirit was picky on you to connect with, you know?
So we hope you'll come back and join us again every Tuesday night. I've got to let you go now because I have another guest coming on.
But all right,
many, many blessings to you, dear heart, and it was an honor to serve you.
Oh, and it was an honor to get the reading. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye.
Have a good evening, and stay tuned with us, okay?
Oh, I will.
All
right. Take care.
Okay. So, in the bear with us. We are going to take a very short break here, and we are going to be back with Dr. Frank Stranges and his friend Commander Thor from Victor One. He will be observing and listening. Believe me when I tell you guys this. It was really, really an awesome experience to meet this man. It is going to be an honor and definitely a privilege to have him on this show. He just got back from my own homeland, Hawaii. And matter of fact, I posted a new press release up on my show page all about Hawaii and the islands being overthrown and all about the queen and the princess and our royal guards and those wonderful men that served our queen. And I'd love to invite all of you to come and take a look at it. You'll just enjoy it. And so we will be right back with all of you, okay? So hold tight with us. We'll be right back, okay?
BBS Radio. If it's not mainstream, it could be here. Information, knowledge, bringing humanity closer to truth.
And welcome back to the Universal Spiritual Connection. I am your host, May Leilani. Tonight, our guest is Dr. Frank Stranges. He is the founder and president of the
National Investigations Committee on UFOs. Dr. Strange is an assistant deputy director of the California State Marshals Association and a member of the American Federation of Police. Numerous affiliations with law enforcement, scientific, religions, and public service organizations attest to his dedication to community service. Dr. Frank lectures on the subjects of UFOs, space, science, phenomena throughout the world. He is a leading authority on UFOs and space phenomena. And let me give you his website, and that is www.NICUFO.org. There is a wealth of information as well on my show page, and I invite each and every one of you this evening to explore the information, and there is a lot of wonderful information about Dr. Frank. There is a few more things that I would also like to share with all of you. I've got some information as well about his wonderful DVDs. He's got a lot of numerous books that have been well published, and we invite you to explore them as well. So without further delay, please help me to give Dr. Frank a warm welcome to the show. Good evening, Dr. Frank.
Good evening, and how are you tonight?
I am doing well, sir. It is
wonderful.
Such a privilege and an honor to have you with all of us this evening.
And I just got back from your state.
Yes, you did.
I hated to leave Hawaii.
Oh, I know.
But I had an appointment with you that I had to keep.
Well, I could have called you in Hawaii.
Oh, bless your heart. I didn't know that.
I could call you anywhere that you're at and have
you're so nice.
Show with me. But would you like to share your visit in Hawaii? Were you there for a UFO conference?
Yes, we had about 300 people at the conference, and it went so well. They had quite an array of different speakers on different topics, and my topic was UFOs and the Dead Sea Scrolls, and the reception was, in my book, par excellence.
Yes, I would like to share with our listeners this evening. I had the honor and the privilege to meet Dr. Frank at the UFO conference in Landers, California. And the moment I saw this man, I just knew there was something extremely special about him. And as Dr. Frank went up to speak about his own knowledge and firsthand experiences with our terrestrial sisters and brothers and their spaceships, as I was observing Dr. Frank, I noticed, and this is through my observation, this man glows. I mean, literally just lights up a room. His skin is extremely transparent. I was actually able to observe his aura and his tube of light. It actually vibrates, and you can actually see the electrical sparks that go off. Were you aware of that, Dr. Frank?
I never was aware of your keen observation powers, my God.
Well, thank you. I understand that you have a special prayer that you would like to share with all of us this evening.
Yes, this is the special prayer given to us, which, with his permission, I had printed in our book, Stranger at the Pentagon, which is called the Ring of Fire Prayer. And this has been used for protection purposes by many, many thousands of people throughout the world. And the bottom line on this is, it works. It really works.
Yes, it does, because I have been using it, Dr. Frank, and I will endorse this prayer. Not that it needs it, but I do know it works.
Right. That's right. And the prayer goes as follows. Eternal Father, Creator of the universe, hear this day my petition. Surround me now with your divine ring of fire, the fire of your protection, the fire of your abundance, the fire of complete healing, the fire of divine abundance. I now command the hand of Almighty God on my behalf. So let it be, this very moment, in the blessed name of our Lord and Master Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen, and so be it. Wow. You can just feel that energy come flowing in. It's absolutely incredible.
Yes.
Thank you.
And we recommend that when people pray this prayer, they should light a white candle before they pray, and after they pray, look into the candle, and before you blow that candle out, send into that candle all the nice and wonderful blessings that you need to make your life better.
Thank you for that, Dr. Frank.
Yes.
Would you mind if we also shared the other prayer as well for the inner spiritual self?
Not at all.
Okay. Would you like for me to read it?
Yes. Would you do that, please? And I'll follow along with you.
Absolutely. And for all the listeners, this is to expand your inner spiritual self. And I ask that you all sit back and just relax and take a deep breath. This is all about your time, your sacredness of who you are. Eternal Father, Creator of the universe, hear this hour my earnest prayer. Anoint my ears, my lips, my mind and heart with your divine flame of fire. Provide me now with your perfect health, abundance and longevity. Revitalize and redirect my energies into divine service. Touch me now with your divine inner flame of fire and cause me to be the master that you intend me to be. In the blessed name of the mastering creator of this universe, the Lord Jesus Christ, so be it, and amen.
Amen. That's beautiful.
It is, isn't it?
Beautiful.
Whew,
so beautiful.
I feel that.
Yes.
So, Dr. Frank, thank you for honoring us with these prayers. I do want to mention to all the listeners this evening that I have received special permission from Dr. Frank that I was able to share this prayer with all of you. I do indeed have it posted up on my radio show page, so please feel free to copy and print up the prayer.
Absolutely.
On that note, Dr. Frank, if I may ask for you to share your experiences with Commander Thor and your first meeting with him.
Yes. Allow me to put a proper setting on this.
Absolutely.
One night, I received a telephone call from August C. Roberts, R-O-B-E-R-T-S, a very dear friend of mine. He's a former Air Force photographer. And evidently he attended a meeting at the home of Howard Menger, who's another UFO researcher, also a contactee, in a place called Highbridge, New Jersey. And my phone rang. August said, Doc, he said, I met a man from another world. I said, Augie, what have you been smoking? Because up to that point, my UFO research was strictly nuts and bolts, flying saucers and all that jazz. And he said, look, do you want to hear this or don't you? I said, yes, I'm sorry. Go ahead. I said, what makes you believe this guy was from another planet? He said, well, when he looked at me, I got the distinct impression that he could see straight through me. I said, Augie, my father does that to me now. What else? And Augie was so impatient to tell me the news. I said, please continue. And he said, well, the man could speak every language and dialect, he claimed, on the face of the earth, because at this gathering at the home of Howard Mencher, there were so many people there, including some people from Africa, who had kind of an odd dialect that sounded like this. And he spoke to them in their own dialect. And he spoke to some Germans, some people from Sweden, some people from Norway, some people from Germany, some people from Austria. He said he spoke all these languages. I said, well, that's amazing. I said, what else? I said, describe him. He said he stood about 6 foot tall and weighed about 185 pounds, soft, wavy brown hair and eyes that when you met his eyes, when his eyes met yours, you almost fell in love with the guy. He felt like a brother. I said, what else? He said, the man had no fingerprints. And that caught my attention immediately because when I was a special investigator, they gave us the teaching, the science of fingerprinting, and I understood somewhat. And he said his fingertips had no fingerprints at all. I said, fine. I said, can I see the pictures that you took of this man? He said, yes, I'll bring them right over. And he drove to Irvington, New Jersey, where I was living at that time, and he brought me the pictures. And the moment I saw the picture of this man, I was somewhat convinced that there was something different about this man. So I carried his pictures with me into churches and colleges and universities, wherever I was invited to speak and lecture on the subject. I had these pictures posted with a number of other UFO pictures on a special board. And I was invited to speak at what's called the National Evangelistic Center in Washington, D.C. Dr. John Mears was the pastor. And he wanted me to speak one night on UFOs and the Bible, which I did. So I posted all of these pictures on the platform, and toward the end of my presentation, people were coming forward for me to autograph my first book, which is called Saucerama. And this young lady comes on the platform, and she says, Dr. Strages, I must see you alone. And they taught us in seminary, you've got to be nice to the women, especially in the church. And I tried to be nice, but she got to be a pain in the neck there. I've got to see you now. I want to see you now. Quit signing those things, those books. I need your attention now. And as she spoke in a rapid succession, she reached into her purse and produced an identification photograph that had a number beneath it. And on the other side of the ID packet was this card, United States Government, Pentagon Building, Office so-and-so, Department so-and-so. Well, I was converted immediately. I said, yes, ma'am, I'll let you talk to me right now. And she said, I've got to see you alone, away from the crowd. I said, all right, I'll borrow the pastor's key, and we went into the pastor's study. However, before we left the platform, we passed all this mirage of pictures that I had on the platform, and she pointed to the one of this man from another world. She said, how would you like to meet him personally? I said, are you kidding? Of course. I said, where is he? She said, at the Pentagon. And I thought, oh, my God, I wonder if this is genuine or if this is a hoax by the Air Force. Well, nevertheless, I went into the pastor's office, and she fired two questions at me. Can you, as a former special investigator, follow orders? I said, yes, ma'am. She said, can you follow orders without deviating? Yes, ma'am. She said, meet me downstairs in front of your hotel at 8 o'clock tomorrow morning, and I'll take you to where he is. I said, at the Pentagon? She said, yes, sir. Well, needless to say, I didn't get much sleep that night. I was on that cold December sidewalk in Washington just a few days from Christmas. And it was cold that morning. I got down there real early at 7:30, and she pulled up at 8 o'clock sharp. She opened the door for me. I got in the car. She said, good morning. I said, good morning. And we rode off to the Pentagon. And if any one of our listeners are familiar with the flow of traffic to the Pentagon, the flow turns to the right, but she turns to the left, parks against the fence. There was a security guard there who looked at her and saluted to her, and she saluted back. And he looked at me, and he saluted to me, and I saluted back at him. What else am I going to do? So we then got in line at this door leading into the Pentagon, and there were a whole stream of people in uniform and people in plain clothes, both men and women alike. And she fiddled in her purse again, took out her ID, pinned it to her blouse, closed her jacket, she had a nice suit on, and she closed her coat. And I said to her, Nancy, I don't have any ID on my shirt or any place else except in my pocket, and that's not a government ID. And she said, just get back in line, will you, and do what I do. I said, what are you going to do? She said, Dr. Stranger, follow me. Do what I do. Don't ask so many silly questions. Well, here I am ready to enter a government building with no ID. And in front of me, here stands Nancy, in front of her, two Air Force officers, behind me, people in plain clothes. The two Air Force officers showed their ID, went by. Nancy opened her shirt, or rather her jacket, and revealing her ID pinned to her blouse, and she walked on by. That left me standing first in line with this security guard standing, what looked like he was getting larger and larger the closer I got to him. And he was checking people off as they went by. And I did not look in his face. I just opened my jacket and walked on by. What he saw on my shirt, I don't have the foggiest idea. And I caught up with Nancy.
We're probably getting help, you know that, right?
I found out later I was. So I caught up with Nancy. She said, you did fine. Now we have one more. I said, one more what? She said, one more security guard. I said, once maybe, twice I'm not too sure. Oh, shut up and get back in line, which I did. Got behind her again. She opened her coat, walked on by. I opened my coat, walked on by. I'm telling you, it was quite an experience. I expected that man to grab me by the scruff of the neck and say, all right, wise guy, what are you trying to pull? But he didn't. He never questioned me whatsoever. So then we went down this long corridor and turned right, and she said, he's in there. I looked at this door, no number, no description, no sign, just the bare door handles standing there, and she said, he's in there. Go on in. So I put my hand on the doorknob, and as I had my hand on the doorknob, I thought, how in the Sam Hill am I going to get out of this building? So I spun around, caught up with Nancy. She knew what I was going to ask her. She said, oh, my God, what an investigator you were. Listen, get behind someone and flash your coat open and close it and keep on walking. I said, you bet your boots I'm going to keep on walking. And then I did that on the way out. And now back at the door, I opened it slowly, put my head in there, and I saw dead ahead two flat-top desks pushed together, and two Air Force young people, young men, were writing. And there were officers. And there was a sergeant, Air Force sergeant, in the right-hand corner away from me, near the window, and he was typing. And I cleared my throat. I opened and shut the door. I'm trying to get their attention. They paid me no mind whatsoever. And finally, there was a movement to my right. I turned around, and here coming toward me with his hand stretched out was this man whose picture I've been carrying for nearly 2 years. And he says, hello, Frank, how are you? Well, I wondered, how in the world does he know my name? Well, within the next 30 minutes, I met this man from another world. I checked his fingertips. They were as bald as a peeled boiled egg, no fingerprints. He said, you're looking for my fingerprints? He said, I don't have any. I said, may I ask why? He said, fingerprints are a mark of the fall of man in the Garden of Eden. Well, I said, okay. Well, being that he was speaking religiously, I said, do you have a Bible like you do, like we do, where you come from? He said, no. Why would we need a book when we're still walking hand in hand in unbroken fellowship with the Creator? I thought, my God, this is something else. I said, where are you from? He said, I'm from the inside of the planet that your Bible calls the morning and the evening star. I said, do you have a space suit or something that you may have arrived here in? And he walked over to a closet, and he produced on a wooden hanger this silver and gold thread outfit, all one piece, like a giant overalls, all one piece into the boots. I was going to ask him to try it on for me to demonstrate it. Before I got the words out of my mouth, he had removed his jacket. He was quite muscular. And he removed his shoes, and he stepped into the boots, pulled the coverall over his shoulders, ran his hand from down toward his belly button, clear up to his neck, and he fused the two pieces of garment together. I couldn't find the opening. And he said, your government has carefully tested this garment. They shot high velocity rifle bullets at it and did not phase it. They burned it with fire. It didn't even heat up the surface. He said they spilled acid on it. The acid rolled off and burned a hole in the floor. And he said they tried the laser, which at that year it was just in the experimental stage. He said they hit it with the laser, and again, it did not warm the surface. You know, if I may digress here for just a moment, about 3 weeks or 4 weeks later, I appeared on the Art Link, a national television show.
Yes.
I described this garment in detail. You have no idea how many calls, phone calls, and letters I received from the garment industry in New York. They were begging me to give them more information on how they can acquire such a garment. It was pretty funny.
I bet really, they were, Dr.
It
Frank.
It was hilarious, yes. And then I asked them, when did you come here? He said at 8 o'clock on the morning of 1959. At 8 o'clock in the morning, I landed the ship Victor 1 in a place called, on the outskirts of Alexandria, Virginia. And I was picked up by the Highway Patrol and brought through channels through various other government agencies, including CIA, FBI, because the officers had called ahead. And he said, I was taken to your president. But before I met the president, they put me in a special guest apartment, I guess you call it. And I said, how long have you been here? He said, I've been here for three years, this coming March 16th, which was only 3 months, good to go. And I said, when are you leaving? He said, the morning of March 16th at 8 o'clock. I'm going to go from the Pentagon under my own power, which he probably teleported himself, to where the ship landed on the outskirts of Alexandria, Virginia. And there are many, 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 God knows how many witnesses saw that ship come and go. And we checked that with the local papers, and sure enough, that a lot of witnesses saw that ship. Well, I said, what have you been doing here for three years? He said, first of all, I met the President of the United States, Dwight David Eisenhower, a very gentle man. And I met the Vice President, Richard Nixon, and I met a number of the individuals from both CIA, FBI, and also members of the Joint Chiefs of Staff. And he said, I came to bring the president a present, a gift. I said to him, in this envelope, I have information for you that you can use for the American people and then share with the rest of the world. And Mr. Eisenhower said, what kind of information? He said, I have information here on how the American people can get along without sickness, without disease, and would increase their longevity on the planet Earth without even death.
Hold your thoughts for just a moment, if you would,
yes,
Dr. Frank. I want all of our listeners this evening to just take a moment to digest that information and the profound information that was offered to humanity to assist each and every one of us, that we would be able to live lives with disease free. So, Dr. Frank, if you would just name those gifts once again that was being offered to humanity, if you would, so everyone really understands the profound and magnitude of what was actually taking place.
Well, this man who I later learned his name was Commander Valiant Thor, placed into the hands of President Dwight Eisenhower information on how the American people could get along without sickness, without disease, and increase their longevity and perhaps even erase death in time. And he said, the commander said to me, he said, my heart was broken when the President of the United States came back into the apartment where they so kindly took care of me with Mr. Nixon and several other members of the Joint Chiefs. And he said, Commander, I'm sorry. We cannot accept this information because it would ruin the economy of the United States. Can you imagine that?
Wow.
In other words, the drug trust would have to take the gas pipe.
Yes. All because of their greed of power and control over the masses on this planet.
This is so
true.
If
we live, and gosh,
Yes.
All these years when we could have made a difference in our lives.
Absolutely. Not only America, but also the world. Think
that,
of the poverty that could have been erased.
You still today, Dr. Frank, have a very strong relationship with the commander. Is that not true?
Oh, yes, this is true. And with your permission, I'd like to add that the book Stranger in the Pentagon has been scripted for a major motion picture. And in that motion picture, which we hope will go into production this time next year, providing we get all the funding we need, it'll portray not only what I've told you so far, but also give you many, many insights on what took place between the president, the vice president, the joint chiefs, and other so-called military advisors, and how the commander was mistreated at the Pentagon. They tried every which way to extort information from him, and they beat him. They thought they were hurting him, but of course they were not. But they beat him like they would a prisoner, and knocked him to the floor off of a chair several times. And finally he decided, I've had enough of this. And he disappeared before their very eyes. And this is all going to be shown in the motion picture, along with other valuable lessons that he has given both to me and to many others on this planet for the assistance, for the help of the human family. And he, to this day, gives me information which we print in our newsletter, which you can find information on a website, which is called Space Link Confidential Newsletter, in which the commander gives us information every single month. And he even gives people personal messages in the newsletter. And some folks, it amuses me over the years, that they say, how did he know that? Well, he knows quite a bit about individuals. And he also gives us information that's presented at our seminar at the Rio Hotel twice a year, once in June and once in November. We have another one coming up in June 3rd and 4th at the Rio Hotel, and that'll be our 29th meeting. And the information that he's given me to deliver at these seminars has really and truly assisted people in changing their way of life to the better, I'm very happy to say.
Wow. For our listeners this evening, our guest this evening is Dr. Frank Stranges. He is the founder of the National Investigations Committee on Unidentified Flying Objects. The aim and purpose of NIC UFO is to provide research and education in the field of UFO, space, and space phenomena. The NIC UFO receives no financial assistance from any government agency and depends solely on the membership fees and generous contributions of its members and friends in order to continue its work. NIC UFO headquarters is located in Southern California. In addition to branch offices are maintained by NIC UFO, state directors who take an active part in coordinating activities in their respective areas of the United States as well as foreign countries. That website is www.nicufo.org. And I invite each and every one of our listeners this evening to explore. My show page has a wealth of information about Dr. Frank and his dear friend, our Commander Thor, and all about his DVDs and his books. And I invite each and every one of you to visit Dr. Frank's website as well. Please continue, Dr. Frank.
It's amazing how the Commander has met various government agencies and government leaders, and not just the United States, but other countries as well. And he's also taken time to meet with some people, human beings, who are really and truly in dire need, whether it be physical or otherwise. And he has instructed them and taught them in such a way that their lives have been changed as well. And I'm
Absolutely. And you know, Dr. Frank, what comes to mind for me is the magnitude of your relationship for all these years. And I really would like to get that message across to all our listeners this evening, because this is a long-term relationship that Dr. Frank has had with our galactic sisters and brothers. And it's not everybody has that opportunity. And it was important for me to share Dr. Frank with all of you this evening and to really let you hear firsthand from Dr. Frank, the magnitude of what's really going around in our world, what's really out there. And Dr. Frank, I mean, if you just took a moment of your time to really sit with him, Dr. Frank can share with things with you that would just be a jaw dropper, let me tell you. And I had the honor and the pleasure to spend some quality time with Dr. Frank at the UFO conference, and pray and hope that I will continue being able to share more time with you. And congratulations to your production on this movie. I'm thrilled to hear that.
And we'll keep you informed as to the general progress. And guess who wants to play the lead in the movie?
Who?
John Travolta.
You know what? Tell John Travolta.
Yes.
Say, sorry, Leilani's got it. That'll put a smile on his face.
Yes.
I just want to see him chuckle for a moment. But
yes, we hope to get people of that caliber, and also the caliber of a young lady by the name of Angelina Jolie.
Yes.
Dr.
Frank, you need to, because that's, you know, it takes people of their caliber for all of us to really pay attention. Does that make sense?
This is so true.
And I salute you for really, you know, and they will do it, by the way. You know this already, don't you?
I have a feeling they will, yes.
Yes, they will. I'm excited. Now, you actually have actual photographs of Commander Thor and his friends that have journeyed here as well. Is that true?
This is true, yes. They're all in the book Stranger at the Pentagon, as well as in the book that he wrote called Outwitting Tomorrow. You can see that on our website as well.
Excellent. Well, please, Dr. Frank, continue sharing your wonderful stories of your personal experiences in working with Commander Thor.
Would you like to know about my first visit aboard his craft?
Yes, I would.
All right. I receive a telephone call from a man who claimed to be Bobby Kennedy. And when he called my home, at that time I was living in Van Nuys, he said, "This is Robert Kennedy." I said, "Yeah, I bet it is. What else is new?" And I didn't believe him at first. And then he paused for a moment. He said, "This is Robert Kennedy. Is this Dr. Frank Strange?" I said, "It's Dr. Frank Strange's." He said, "Whatever." And then he said to me, these are his words, "I want to talk to you about this Valiant Thor." He said, "Is that a bunch of crap, or did this really happen?" I said, "It really happened." "Well, I want to meet this man, and I'm going to come out to California to meet you." And bang, he hung up. And several days later, here comes this big, tall limousine pulling into my side street, flanked by highway patrolmen. And I can just picture my neighbors putting their curtains to one side. Boy, they got Frank now. So here comes a knock at the door, and sure enough, here stands Bobby Kennedy, flanked by several officers as well as his aide. And I invited them all in. Do you know, he never shook my hand? Just walked into my living room.
That didn't surprise me with Bobby.
And he sat down, and he wanted to know all about the commander, which I told him. At the end of our conversation, he says, "Well, I want to see him." I said, "May I ask why?" At first there was a slight hesitation. Then he said, I want to ask him two questions. Now, this is what Bobby said, word for word. Number one, I want to ask him who the hell really killed my brother. Number two, I'm running for the presidency this year, and I want to know what are my chances. Those two questions. I said, well, fine, you go into my little office here, and you write these questions out, write him a letter, and I'll be glad to deliver it the next time I see him. And he snapped at me. He says, I don't write letters. I said, sir, well, this meeting is ended right now, because I wasn't about to put up with that either. And then he reluctantly walked into the office, sat down, shut the door, and he wrote the letter, put the letter in an envelope, came out of the office, handed me the envelope, and he said, be sure that he gets this. He turned around, no handshake, no goodbye, no drop dead, no nothing. He just left, and his entourage was right behind him. Well, within days, I met with the commander. I put this letter in his hands. Now, the commander is so unique that he can read a letter without opening it. He can read a book by just putting his hand on the cover for just a few seconds, and then he'll tell you what's on page 22, the seventh line down and the third word in. That's how unique he is. And he took the letter, and he shook his head slightly. I said, do you think you can give these answers to Bobby Kennedy? He said, yes, I will. All right, now move up a few weeks. A few weeks later, I get a call from the commander. He says, Doc, he said, I want you to get on the plane in Burbank and meet me down in San Diego. I'll pick you up because I want to take you out to my ship, which is called Victor One. I said, fine. I was really excited. I got on the plane at Burbank, flew down to San Diego. He met me at the airport. We went out to the parking lot. Now, one thing about the commander and his people, they're not so much on handshaking. They'll embrace you just like a brother or a sister. And in some cases, they'll kiss you on the cheek.
That's wonderful.
Yes. And he embraced me like a brother, and I'm so very happy to be in his arms again. And we walked down to the parking lot. We got into the Lincoln that Dr. Lee, I'll tell you about Dr. Lee later, he supplies them with a new Lincoln every year. And he drove down past the Mexican border down into a place called San Felipe Bay. And San Felipe is quite famous because there's a beautiful seafood place that people actually fly in. There's a short runway for propeller-driven planes. And people go down there just to eat out of the seafood restaurant. It's fantastic. Well, we parked the car, and we went to the left over some rocks and clear around to the left side, and I could see way out in the distance, here is Victor One, the spacecraft from another planet. And I noticed something strange. The spacecraft itself sat motionless upon the waves. It didn't move. While the other boats, the small boats and some little larger boats, were just swaying back and forth, rolling with the tide, rolling with the waves. Well, a small launch came toward us. He said, this is from the ship. These are two of my people here. And they greeted me with a bear hug, both of them. And I got into this little motorboat.
Do enough of that here on this planet is to embrace each other. And, you know, the Hawaiian people, as you know, Dr. Frank, we're very big on hugs and kissing on the...
Are you telling me in Hawaii, just prior to my speaking, I said to the people, I said, now look, I want everybody to grab at least three or four people, give them a big hug and tell them you love them. And the audience just loved it. They just loved it. Those Hawaiian people...
Yes, they do, don't they?
Oh, it was so beautiful. It was like old home week.
And I miss that deeply, Dr. Frank. I really do, you know.
I had to learn
when I came here that, you know, that wasn't necessarily appropriate to actually do that.
I think we better make it appropriate again.
Yes, we do, don't we?
I think it'll do us all good. I believe that, yes.
Yes.
Yes. Well, here I'm in this little boat. We're going out toward the spacecraft, and as we're going there, the commander informs me that there's a very powerful beam underneath the ship, the size of a pencil, going clear down below the ship, below the water, below the sand, and affixing itself to solid rock. And that ship, it wouldn't move even if an atomic bomb went off right next to it.
Wow.
That's how solid that beam is. And here we are, approaching the ship. A small door opens toward the bottom of the ship. The little boat is pulled up into the belly of the ship, into the bottom of the ship, which has a hangar. I saw several cars in there, too, as well as smaller two-man, three-man spacecraft. And the ship itself is 300 feet in diameter. Beautiful, beautiful, silvery, fantastic. And you talk about goosebumps. I had goosebumps on top of my goosebumps. This never happened to me before. And then I was brought into a room, and they said, the commander says, now you walk into that room and take off your clothes, your shoes, your wristwatch, take off your glasses and all that stuff, and just walk through this chamber. You'll hear a slight hissing sound. It'll purify your body, and when you come out the other side, we'll have an outfit for you very similar to the one that you saw at the Pentagon, only yours will be all white. That's what I did. I put on this coverall, and I did what the commander did and ran my hand clear up from my waist, clear up to my neck, and the garment fused itself together.
Wow.
Absolutely fantabulous, I'm telling you. And so I went, and I was introduced to his brother Don, spelled D-O-N-N, his brother Thon, spelled T-H-O-N-N, and I met the ship's doctor, and I said, how come you need a doctor on board? He said, for people like you. I said, thanks a lot. And you know, I
Well, and explain to our listeners this evening why that is such an important element for our terrestrial sisters and brothers when you're on a ship.
It's fantastic. Absolutely fantastic. The atmosphere is charged with love, period.
Yeah.
And he introduced me to a beautiful young lady, red hair, green eyes, beautiful, beautiful young lady. Her name is Vice Commander Teal, and both Don and Thon are also vice commanders. And Teal, boy, does she have a sense of humor. She is fantastic. And we were sitting in somewhat of a beautifully appointed living room, and here I'm sitting on this couch between Don and Teal, and we're talking about meeting Val at the Pentagon, and he was telling him about some of my activities as a minister in different churches. And all of a sudden, I had to go to the bathroom. And I was a little panicked because I was embarrassed to ask it. People from outer space, you know, where's the toilet?
Good point there, Dr. Frank.
So this is all in the book, I'm glad to say. So without another hesitation, a moment hesitation, Vice Commander Teal, she says, Dr. Frank, don't panic. You see that door over there? Go and stand directly in front of that door. It'll slide to one side, and you walk in and take care of what you have to take care of, and then when you're ready to come out again, stand in front of the door, and it'll slide open for you. I said, thank you very much. And I did just that. And I wound up inside of this beautiful, colorful, perfumed bathroom, and I sat down and did my business. Of course, I had to undo my coverall, and I sat down and did my business, and when I was finished, again, I was petrified. I was panicked. I couldn't find any toilet paper. I didn't know what to do, so I started praying. I prayed in English, Italian, Aramaic, Greek, and Hebrew, and every other language that I know of. And I said, Lord, you've got to help me. This is terrible. And all of a sudden, inside of my mind...
I love hearing this.
I wasn't laughing then, I'll tell you right now. Inside of my mind, who speaks to me but beautiful Teal? She said, Dr. Frank, don't worry, don't panic. Do you see those three little buttons, one on top of the other to your right? I said, yes, I do. She said, first, press the top one, and then press the second one, and then finally, press the third one. Now, I guarantee you, I didn't know whether I was going to be dipped in the ocean or blown out of the room or what, but I took my chances. I pressed the first button, and all of a sudden, shoom, a blast of heat from you know where, and then after that calmed down, I hit the second button, shoom, just about half speed of the first one, and then finally by the time...
Oh, I love it.
But by the time I hit the third button, I felt like a little baby, powdered, and my diaper was changed and everything. I'm telling you, I felt so clean and pure. Well,
oh,
I got up
my goodness.
I readjusted my coveralls, looked in the mirror. Everything looked fine. Stood in front of the door. The door slid to one side. I joined the rest of the crowd in that living room. I sat down on the little couch, and no one said one word. And then finally, Vice Commander Teal says, Dr. Frank, did everything come out all right? I said, yes, it most certainly did. She is such a doll.
Oh, that's
funny. We talked about different things about the commander's mission here on Earth, which we've, with his permission, have listed this in our book, Stranger at the Pentagon. And then he said to me, he said, Doc, would you please come with me into another room? I have something that I want you to see. Well, I went into this other room, which doubles as a library, because they showed me later that they'll give you a complete catalog of different world events that have taken place already on the planet Earth and other places in the universe. It's the size of a silver dollar, and you take it and slip this coin into a small slot to the right of your chair, and a huge screen would open up, and it would reveal to you whatever you have chosen to see, including the life and times of the Master Jesus Christ, which I spent many, many hours. You can imagine how much time I spent later in subsequent visits just in that library. Well, anyhow, getting back to my story. Here I'm sitting
down. Well, Dr. Frank, hold your thought, and we will pick up. I'm going to have you, if you would, go on a three-minute break. I'll just ask if you would just put your phone on mute for me, and you can go and just kind of kick back, relax, go get some water, do whatever you need to do. And then when you get ready to come back in 3 minutes, I will actually feel you come back, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Anyway, I just wanted to talk to everyone of all the listeners this evening. This is your host, Leilani Schmidt, and this is indeed the Universal Spiritual Connection. We want to welcome each and every one of you this evening to the show. We will be here every Tuesday evening from 6:30 to 9:30. I invite each of you to join me on Tuesday evenings. We'll have a wealth of different guests on this show, and you will be welcome to ask Dr. Frank questions if you would like once he comes back and rejoins us. I'm just so thrilled and very honored that I've had the opportunity to introduce Dr. Frank to all of you this evening. He's a man of great stature, and when I say this is a man, if you'll go and really explore his website or my show page, you're going to find out this is a man that has a very extensive background that has brought him through his personal experiences with Commander Thor. Not everyone gets chosen, especially, and if you do, it's not a long term where, you know, that it's an ongoing relationship. They will spend, you know, maybe 10 years interacting with you, and then all of a sudden there's no communication. So, you know, I really want to express, you know, the magnitude of the relationship that Dr. Frank has. Now, I know that all of you have been visiting his website and really seeing his background. And it's just amazing to me with the man planet this great knowledge that was actually chosen. And I asked myself why. Why was Dr. Frank chosen versus someone else here on the planet? And it was a very simple question. And it was like when I was discussing with Dr. Frank of inviting these particular actors and actresses to help produce this movie, because it's vitally important to humanity and to our planet Earth. It was just as important to find a man of great stature to be able to share with humanity. This man has traveled all over the world giving many lectures. He has a wonderful collection of actual photographs from way back when he was at the Pentagon in his first meetings with Commander Thor up to the present moment. Dr. Frank, as the show unfolds, will indeed share with you how Commander Thor at times will actually show up in one of Dr. Frank's lectures or events that he's participating with. Can you imagine being in one of these events and Commander Thor appearing in front of all of you? And so let me give you that website once again, and that is www.nicufo.org. I've got some, you're going to find wonderful DVD movies that Dr. Frank has produced, along with some wonderful books that Dr. Frank has published. You will find in his books that he has shared intimate information from Commander Thor with all of us. So I invite you to explore those areas. I will indeed invite Dr. Frank again to come on to the show once again, and maybe I can, with the permission of Dr. Frank, share some of those photographs with you. Maybe I can talk him into emailing them to us. So, but I want to give you guys all the phone numbers as well if you would like to either speak with Dr. Frank and ask him questions. The toll-free number for the USA is 877-270-8714. For Canada, the number is 888-861-3519. Our direct lines are area code 530-876-9026 or 876-3223 or 413-4515. Dr. Frank, are you with us now?
I'm with you. Thank you.
Thank you. And please, Dr. Frank, continue sharing your thoughts with us.
Yes. Back to that special room on board Victor 1. The screen opened, and it appeared to be like a 3D presentation. The scene was the back pantry area of the Ambassador Hotel in Los Angeles. The crowd was milling around, talking, as Mr. Robert Kennedy was walking, and right behind him, big and strong, there was Rosie Grier and a number of other individuals, and all of a sudden, without warning, shots rang out. Many, many, many shots, more than six, more than eight, more than 15 altogether. And Bobby fell to the ground. He fell to the floor. The first thing Rosie did was practically jump on top of him to protect him against any other further shooting. And I saw what actually happened at that pantry. And I'm going to tell you right now, without hesitation, Sirhan Sirhan is sitting in prison for something he did not do. Someone else was responsible.
Yes. Please share, Dr. Frank.
I'm afraid I can't tell over the air who was responsible, but if people want to hear the truth about that, they're going to have to contact me personally.
Thank you, Dr. Frank.
I've been cautioned, corrected.
I did fail to remember that important element. So I encourage you, if you would actually like to know the truth Dr. Frank would love to have you send him an email, and you will find that on his personal website, and that
That's
is nicufo.org. Please continue, Dr. Frank.
Well, that was a very, very, very sad evening because Bobby was actually dead before he hit the floor. And I looked at the commander, and the commander had tears in his eyes. He said, yes, before I even asked the question, I did meet with Mr. Kennedy. I gave him the answer to both questions that he wanted. And the second question regarding his running for the presidency, he said, I told him in no uncertain terms. He said, Mr. Kennedy, keep as far away from this election as humanly possible. Run again in 4 years, and most likely you'll win hands down. And then he turned to me and he said, how sad it is that when people are given advice and counsel, especially when they act for it, they do not follow the advice, nor do they follow the counsel that's given to them, but they rather proceed on their own, and consequently, sometimes the results are disastrous. I said, I agree with you. Then after that, the curtain closed again, and we went back into the other room where the other people had seen this sight throughout the ship. It was being throughout the ship. And they also were very remorseful because Bobby could have been perhaps a good president to many people. But he didn't follow the advice of the commander, and I can't, I don't know why. I don't know why he did that unless he was so ambitious that he felt he could become president, whether the commander thought so or not. And this has been so true down the ages because the commander has given advice and counsel to many people that I know of, and most of them have heeded his advice. Now, another man who used to call the office about once a week begging to meet the commander, I finally said, well, what's your rush? Why do you have to meet him? He said, well, I'm heavy in the New York stock market, and I've got to know whether it's going to rise or fall, what to buy, when to sell. I said, the commander's not here to give you that kind of advice. Forget about it. He says, but I'll pay you handsomely if you get me to meet the commander. I said, look, my friend, not even if you gave me $1 million would I hope to arrange such a meeting. I said, these meetings are entirely up to him, and your motive has got to be more than greed. Well, he didn't like that, and he hung up on me.
Wow. Wow.
Now, this meeting on the spacecraft proved to be so informative because I met the computer. If those of you listeners remember, I think it was called Space Odyssey 2001, was it?
Yes, it was. Yes.
The onboard computer, his name was Hal, if you remember.
That's correct.
Victor 1 has a computer that almost sounded like Hal, but not quite. And this computer is programmed by Vice Commander Teal. And when I first came on the ship, she gave the computer the size of the garment that I was going to wear. She gave the computer a list of the food and drink that I enjoy. And by the time it came down to eat, the computer said, well, Dr. Frank, what would you like today? I said, spaghetti and meatballs. He said, one or two? I said, two would be fine, and a small portion of spaghetti. And she already had programmed into the computer the texture of the meat sauce that I liked, the whole nine yards, and the root beer I like to drink. And that computer knocked that out for me in no time flat. It's absolutely
wow.
Uncanny because anybody, even some of our members of NICUFO and of the Inner Circle group, they have been guests on board Victor 1, and they marvel at the accuracy of this onboard computer. It knows everything about you before you're invited to come on board. Isn't that amazing?
It is absolutely amazing. And, you know, there's been other movies as well that have shown that same similar concept here on the planet Earth. We know where they got it from, huh?
Of course, of course. That's for sure.
You know, it's such a, you know, it's one thing, Dr. Frank, is to honor you. But I'm so grateful that you've allowed me to honor the commander and our celestial sisters as well.
Yes.
This is a personal thing for me. And I know that I'm celestial. I'm very aware of the planet that I'm actually from.
Yes.
And, you know, I actually telepathically communicate with them. I've never had experiences at your magnitude, but I'm extremely aware of them, and I see the ships all the time. I'm aware at times when my own, my own kind from my home planet communicates
yes.
with me, if you will.
I think that's wonderful.
Yes.
I really think that's wonderful.
But, you know, my experiences does not compare, could never, ever compare to your own personal experiences. And, you know, just for me to be able to support and help to bring the truth forward for our celestial sisters and brothers is a real honor, for me at least.
Well, it may interest you to learn that this conversation, this program, is being beamed aboard Victor 1.
And the is it really?
Oh, yes. And the
oh, my gosh, this is so cool. May I say a special message to these guys?
Right now. Yes.
Oh,
yes.
Thank you so much. Hi, Commander Thor. I want to say hello to everyone on Victor 1, and thank you so much for allowing me to honor each and every one of you, including all my other celestial sisters and brothers. And it's an honor to have you with me on my show. And it's so interesting because I know that you guys are aware of it, but I actually introduced all of you as well as I was broadcasting earlier this evening. Thank you, Dr. Frank.
Yes. I had a feeling that intuitively you knew that we were being beamed.
Yes, I did, matter of fact, because I kept saying,
I
put it up on the show page.
Yes.
Our guest for this evening is Dr. Frank Stranges and Commander Thor of Victor 1.
If I may add the additional information he's given me regarding the Dead Sea Scrolls.
Please do.
I found a very, very interesting information regarding the Dead Sea Scrolls that has never been released by the authorities in Jerusalem. And I did an intensive study on this subject, and we produced 3 DVDs now, number 1, 2, and 3, regarding this fabulous mystery of the Dead Sea Scrolls. They were first discovered in 1947 by a young lad who was taking care of his uncle's goats, and one of the goats went missing. He started looking for the goats, and he started throwing stones into a cave high above the road. And when the stones struck something that did not sound quite right, he climbed up the side of this mountain into the cave, and he discovered these scrolls. First, he discovered the containers of the scrolls, which are large jars. Well, he was so excited about this that he ran into Jerusalem, which is not too far from the Qumran mountain range, not too far from the Dead Sea. And he told his uncle about the jars and about the scrolls. His uncle got two or three donkeys together, and he climbed up into the cave area also. He saw the material the child was trying to describe. And this old boy, he was more interested in how much money he could make selling the jars at the market rather than the contents, which was not too unusual because he had a reputation of being a real greedy individual in Jerusalem. And he took got some of these jars and roped them to the donkeys and, sure enough, waltzed them into town. And later on, some of the authorities, the rabbis, they discovered that this guy had taken some of these valuable scrolls and was setting them on fire to keep himself warm at night. And they just about had a hissy. Nevertheless, they purchased everything they could from him for approximately the value of 100 American dollars. Well, later on, one scroll after another began to reveal strange and unusual things that were written in the scriptures. and things that were not written in the scriptures, because the 1611 King James Version is very, very incomplete, and it's inaccurate in many instances. And perhaps the reason for this is, as the commander revealed to me later, that King James had a birthday coming up, and he told these scribes that they better have this Bible ready for his birthday, otherwise their heads were coming off. So in their big fat rush, working with so-called advisors over their shoulders who told them, omit this, omit that, the people won't understand, cut this out, cut that out, they produced the 1611 version of the King James Bible. Well, come to find out that in the Dead Sea Scrolls information that Val has shown me through the history coins, that they contain prophecies of things to come. Not predictions. Predictions are man-made, but prophecies are divinely inspired. Prophecies of different fantastic things that are going to come on the face of the earth during the end times. And prophecies of which were made by the mouth of Jesus Christ himself. And things that the Master said that are not in any Bible in creation. And all this information is contained in the Dead Sea Scrolls. Now, when we produced number one, lo and behold, I got a phone call from Jerusalem from Rabbi Emanuel Tov, T-O-V. The reason I'm giving these names is because I'm not afraid to talk about it in this manner. And the rabbi says to me, Dr. Strangers, you are a heretic. You are a liar, you are a conniver, and you have absolutely no right whatsoever to reveal these things to the public. We haven't even revealed them yet. And he was as mad as a wet hen. And he said,
I bet he was. Why? Well, why don't you?
He said, oh my God. He said, don't you realize that if you release this information, it could shake, He said, it would shake the foundation of organized religion. To which I said, praise God. And he hung up.
I love it. I just love it. Good
and
for you, Doctor.
And the following day, he calls me again. And the threats begin. He said, you should be put to death, and the people who gave you this information should also be put to death, and I'm going to see to it that you are. And he was so angry, so mad. And when he said that I should be put to death, I hung up on him. Well, I never heard from him again. And I proceeded to produce number one, and number two, and number three. A portion of number three was, in fact, a lot of it was filmed both in a church in Hollywood, and number two was done in my office. Number three was done in part at the shoreline of the Pacific Ocean, and with a beautiful sunset at the conclusion. And some of the things that are prophesied in the Dead Sea Scrolls are so phenomenal, because they have actually assisted people in many, many ways, and teaching us how we can perfect our own lives. Now, with the book that the commander wrote, which shows the history of the star of life, the five-pointed star, where as we work on this star, some of these things are even mentioned in the Dead Sea Scrolls, we can perfect ourselves in five different areas. And it's absolutely phenomenal how it has actually changed the lives of people for the better. Now, the Dead Sea Scrolls are very significant because they say in the last times. Now, in the Aramaic language, it says in the last times of mankind. In the King James Bible, it says in the end times. There's going to be a tremendous change. Now, so many TV and radio evangelists are hanging their hat on a hook that's going to drop their garments to the floor. They're preaching hellfire and damnation. They're preaching and teaching and scaring the daylights out of people, because they're going to say that what they're doing in essence is hanging black crepe all over the place. Nothing but doom and gloom are facing the planet Earth. Well, the Dead Sea Scrolls reveal something entirely different. The Dead Sea Scrolls, as long as several passages in the scriptures which are interpreted in the Aramaic language, which was the spoken language of Christ, they reveal that in the last days, in the last times, there's going to be a tremendous spiritual awakening. You notice, my dear, I didn't say religious awakening. A
That's
spiritual
correct.
Awakening that's going to change the world. It's going to give us, God knows just how long no one knows. It's going to give us a season, a time when everything we touch is going to prosper, when our thoughts are going to be increased, when our vision will be widened, when our steps will be higher, and people will love each other. They will trust each other. And this time is coming on the face of the earth in the United States and Canada, throughout Europe and throughout the Far East and the Middle East. And I'm looking forward to this time, and I see signs of the spiritual awakening beginning right now.
Yes, it is. I was just going to say that we're seeing that now. I was just talking to a woman earlier this week, and she was sharing with me that her husband had an awakening, and all of a sudden it scared him, because what happened is he ended up walking right through his vehicle.
Amazing.
Absolutely. Isn't that
amazing?
She's with us this evening, so
yes.
That just shows how we're all just expanding so nicely. Now, if I've heard you correctly, Dr. Frank, what you were saying to us is it's all this doom and gloom stuff that they're all, keep putting out there to the universe. Is actually going to be quite different, because the masters have shared with me is that we would all walk into a higher dimension in a blink of an eye.
Absolutely true. And this is a part and parcel of the lessons we teach at our Inner Circle seminars in Las Vegas, the next one coming up on the 3rd and 4th of June, and the following one during the first week of November. And with information like this, people have come to our meetings from various foreign countries, and they actually testify that they're able to take something good home with them to share with many, many others. And our seminars are designed to attract masters and teachers to give them the equipment, because with all the spiritual awakening, there's going to be a tremendous need of pastors, teachers, and masters to show people what direction to follow.
Yes. Well, when I came back from the UFO conference, I shared my experience with my listeners, and how I described that is I said, if you've never been to one, go to at least one.
Yes.
I said, because what you're going to find, it will be life-changing for you.
Absolutely.
It was for me in so many levels. I came back a different person.
That's
even
wonderful.
Though I have the ability to telepathically communicate, I see the ships really well. In pitch black of the night, I'm able to see them. I'm actually able to call the ships forward. All of that stuff.
That's absolutely correct.
But there was something. When I went and listened to your lecture, when I listened to all the other speakers, I had these light bulbs that went off in me.
Oh,
and
Lord.
I thought, oh, my God, I'm a whole different person. Nobody's going to know what to do with me.
Isn't that marvelous?
Right. We actually have a listener that would like to ask you a question.
Yes.
May we have our listener ask the question?
Yes. What is her first name?
Well, I have it's one of the people in the Pal Talk room.
Yes.
So we have a different name, but it's called...
All right, no problem.
Okay, Pecha 37. I hope I have pronounced that correctly. Would you like to ask your question for Dr. Frank, please? You just give us just one moment, if you would, Dr. Frank.
Yes.
Okay. They're all so anxious to actually speak with you here. So let's see. I'm waiting for the question.
All right.
Okay. Okay.
All right. Why don't you type your question for us, please? Now I will read your question over the air for Dr. Frank.
Excuse me.
Okay, we're waiting. Yes, BBS Radio, would you let go of the mic for me, please? Thank you. Okay, go ahead. Ask your question if you would, please. Okay, the question is, Dr. Frank, is when will the ships come, to land here on the planet, to make themselves known to humanity?
And the question?
She would like to know is when will the ships come and land here on the planet?
They have been coming since 4000 BC. Does she mean in mass demonstration?
Yes.
That no one knows. It's just a matter of time.
Okay. And that, it depends on where we as humans are at the moment, I would think, in acceptance of their appearance with all of us.
Yes. Well, I should add that it's not really important regarding the nuts and bolts of UFOs, where they're going to land and how they're going to land. The most important thing is now that people reinforce their spiritual beliefs and they begin to re-examine the true meaning of that fine thread that started before the foundations of the world and has been drawn clear into this 21st century, and that thread is the golden rule. And as we teach ourselves and learn how to treat other people as we would like to be treated, we follow the same philosophy that Christ taught, as well as many other masters who walk the face of the earth, to treat others, do unto others, as we would have them to do unto us. But you see, the philosophy today of the business world in America and many other countries is simply do unto others before they do you first. And that is a wrong philosophy. And we've got to turn that around. And as spiritually enlightened individuals, we want to start extending the hand of fellowship and communion to other members of our community, of our cities, of our states, and of our nations.
One other question. We've got quite a few hands here, if you would permit, Dr. Frank. And a Lucky Wish would like to know why the state or our government chooses to hide the fact that there's terrestrials in the spaceships. And if you could comment on that, if you would.
Yes. I'll give you the answer directly from the mouth of General John Wiedemeyer at the Pentagon. My question to him, why is this information being deliberately withheld from the public? And he quoted me the famous 1938 Orson Welles scare. He said, people panicked. People ran to and fro. He said, people died that night when they thought they were being invaded by creatures from outer space. I said, sir, you're mistaken. People didn't die. Just one man died, and that was a fellow who fell out of a third-story hotel window in Newark, New Jersey, and the police think his wife pushed him.
Mm-hmm.
So, the other answer, which I think holds a little more water, is that the United States Air Force is responsible for the safety of the American people against any attack from the skies, would have to admit that spacecraft are up there, they're traveling at speeds exceeding 20,000 miles per hour in our atmosphere, executing impossible right angle turns without disintegrating. And they would have to admit there's something up there to which we have no defense whatsoever. And they're not about to make that admission to the American people.
besides them losing total power and control over the masses, you know.
Oh, that's so true. That's so true.
Yes. We have another question here, Dr. Franken. It's, is art heals? And her question is, are the commander and his crew working with the Intergalactic Federation and or Ashtar Command?
No, the Intergalactic Federation.
There you go.
That's
okay.
Right.
Okay. Now, we have another question from Lady Moonstone. Would you like to type your question for Dr. Frank, if you would? We're getting to that question, Dr. Frank, so just bear with us.
I will.
You wouldn't believe the responses you're getting.
Is that right? Well, bless their hearts. I'm glad people are anxious to hear the truth.
And it's time. It's time for all of us because, you know, it's like I had shared earlier. Okay, let me see if this is her question. Lady Moon, are you... Have you typed your question, dear heart? Okay, we're still waiting for Lady Moon.
All right.
Oh, here's another question. I would like to know if Dr. Frank has any additional information on the Dead Sea Scrolls that has not already been reported.
Absolutely. That's what's found in my DVDs on my website, www.nikufo.org. You'll find the information regarding the Dead Sea Scrolls, and most of the Dead Sea Scroll information you'll see has never been released to the public, American or otherwise.
So do you, Dr. Frank, have any additional information on the original books of Adam and Eve or Isaiah's scrolls?
Absolutely. I'll tell you one thing about the prophet Ezekiel in the first chapter in the King James 1611 Bible. It tells a story, but the story is so far from complete in the Dead Sea Scrolls, it reveals that Ezekiel not only saw the wheel in the middle of the wheel, he went on board that craft and he took a ride up in space and he testified, as shown in the Dead Sea Scrolls, that I see the earth disappearing between my knees. It's getting smaller and smaller as this wheel is getting further and further away from the planet Earth. Now, there are certain ways and means whereby, at the instruction of the commander, a person who was on board Victor 1 could press a certain button and the section that they desired to become transparent, whether it be the side of the ship or the bottom of the ship, they can see right through it. The people cannot see in, but they can see out. It's amazing.
Yeah.
And Ezekiel not only took a fantastic trip, but there are words in the Dead Sea Scrolls that were uttered by him that are not found in the first chapter of Ezekiel. And then finally, when the ship landed alongside of the River Chebar, he went to sleep on the warm sand. And when he woke up, he saw the remains of the ship, a large round circle. And from that day to this, people have wondered what more things have been deliberately omitted in the scriptures because of the control that so many religions wish to maintain over the people. That's pathetic.
Yes, it is. I agree with that. We have another question here as well, Dr. Frank, and Lady Moonstone asks, is paranormal events concur to alien relations?
In most cases, yes. In most cases. And I believe the time is coming and fast approaching that people who are really seeking the truth are going to be able to meet with people from other worlds and have a proper interchange with them that will actually change their lives forever.
Wow. My heart says I'd love to just spend weeks and months just sitting and learning from you and
bless
sharing.
Your heart.
I think
our time is coming to an end right now.
I'm sorry, say that again.
I think our time on the air is coming to an end now. I've been with you for about an hour and a half.
Yes, absolutely. And we do, we thank you so much for that.
God bless you.
Real quick, it was really interesting because one of the listeners had wanted to say to you, you know, they had hoped that the commander could speak. And one of the things I want to say to our listener is, the commander and the whole ship has indeed been very much involved with this radio show.
Very
much. Correct?
Yeah. Very much, yes.
Well, we sure do thank you and honor you, Dr. Frank.
God bless you. Thank you very much. And remember me in your prayers. On Friday, I'm taking off for Florida to speak at a school graduation, one of our seminaries. And I thank you for your prayers.
Oh, it'd be my pleasure, and if anything I can do to support you and your cause, please let me know, and
I certainly will
come back and share more information.
Thank you so much for your time, and give my love to all your listeners, will you?
Thank you, Dr. Frank, and you sleep well this evening.
God bless you. Good night, dear.
God bless you as well. Bye-bye. Wow, was that incredible or what, everybody? I really hope that you understood the magnitude of what has happened here with Dr. Frank. Let's just say, when I sat in front of Dr. Frank and listened to his words and watched his skin so transparent, and his whole, everything about him glowed, and Spirit Wonder can definitely back up my statement here. You'd have to really see it to really understand what I was seeing, and that what was so interesting is that everyone that was there participating could actually witness this for themselves. Dr. Frank is an extremely loving and giving man. He has no problem whatsoever sharing all the information that he knows. Of course, you know, if he's producing a movie or a particular book is going to be published, of course he will, you know, hold back some of that particular information, and rightfully so. Can you just imagine that this radio show has been playing up in Victor One, and I'm sure besides Victor One, there were many other ships as well tuning in. And I just want you guys to think for just a moment here, okay? Just close your eyes and think about this. Because did you guys not feel the energy shift once Dr. Frank joined us? Okay, come on. I'd like to get some feedback from all of you. Because I felt it immediately. So, on that note, there are some other things that I would like to share with all of you. Oh, come on. I can't believe you didn't feel anything. I don't believe that for a minute. And yes, that is very true, Art Heels. That's absolutely correct. So, I invite all of you, if you've never, ever been to a UFO conference, go to one, just one. I will tell you, I literally had this attitude, oh, yeah, right, I'm going to go to this UFO conference. I'm going to see a whole bunch of people all dressed up and acting wild and crazy. I'm going to see little green men running around all over the place, and everybody's going to be way out there in la-la land somewhere. Boy, was I ever put in my place with my attitude. These were real men and women that have had first-hand contact or in a continuous long-term relationship. I was trying to figure out a way how I could actually share. I actually have a picture that I got from Dr. Frank at the UFO conference of the actual picture of the inside of the spaceship of Victor One, and where they sleep, where they eat, where their command center is located inside the ship. It's just fascinating. And I was hoping that I could share that with all of you this evening, but I couldn't figure out how to get it, you know, posted up. Dr. Frank has piles and piles and piles of actual photographs as far back as when President Roosevelt was the president and him working at the Pentagon with Commander Thor and throughout the years. And so if you ever, the next UFO conference is actually going to be in Laughlin. And I was personally invited yesterday to attend that conference. I guess what, guys? I'm going. I'm actually going to go. Fast Walkers are going to be there. I'm sure you guys are familiar. We had the film executive film producer of Fast Walkers on the show last week. We've got Dr. Boylan. Steve Bassett will be there. Wendell Stevens is going to be there along with Ozzy. Stephen Gere is going to be there. So there's just a whole bunch of these guys and women that are going to be doing lectures. I promise you, if you go, you'll never be the same. You'll probably end up like me with a lot of different light bulbs going off. It was quite an eye-opener for me. And we're going to be having some TV film producers that will be coming on to share with all of you. They just got through filming a brand new movie, and I know you guys aren't going to want to miss this. This is a biggie, and when I say it's a big-time movie coming out, I mean just that. Spirit Wonder got to meet all these TV film producers as well when she was with me. She went with me, didn't you, Spirit Wonder? It was great, wasn't it? I'm also going to have very soon is the cast director and film producer that works with Steven Spielberg. He is coming on to the show with us as well. He's also a UFO contactee. And still today, presently, does indeed go up into the ships. Next week, we are going to have, give me just a second, guys, and I wrote it down here somewhere. Oh, well. Let me grab my schedule book because I cannot all of a sudden find, oh, here we go. We have Tom Kersling that will be on the first hour of our show, and we're also going to have Elizabeth Summers. She is one of our own, a BBS radio show host. She's an awesome numerologist, and she's going to spend 2 hours with all of us, and you're going to enjoy Tom Kersling as well. He is a doctor and a holistic doctor, so we're going to talk about food, diet, exercising, all those wonderful things, and he's going to give you some hands-on tools that you can use in your everyday life to help make tremendous changes in your physical, because you all know that it's important for all of us to prepare our physical bodies to be able to walk into that new higher vibrational dimension, which will be the new world, our new order. So it's always good to have that information come forward. Now, what we're going to do next, because we got a few more minutes left on this show, if anyone would like to ask me a personal question, I'd love to answer any of your questions that you may have, any comments you'd like to make, or suggestions you would like to share with me. I am open to hear them. So if I can have you raise your hand, then I can call upon you, and I will do so. Otherwise, you're going to have to listen to me jibber-jabber. Okay, we have someone. Okay, would you like to ask your question? If you would, just go ahead and type it,
and I'll do my very best to answer your question for you, or I'd like to whisper to you, Jasmine, if I may. Silk has a question, Jasmine. Okay. Yes, you can whisper to me. I'd love for you to whisper to me. Let's see. Are we going to ask the question? Patcha, are you going to ask your question? Okay, I'm waiting. You'll have to make sure that you type your question to me because obviously the mic is not working, and I want to see if I can get to everybody that has got their hands raised before I have to close the show. Okay, lucky wish is all questioned out. Okay, lucky wish. I'll just send you lots of love and hugs and kisses to you. Okay, silkiest lady, I would like to know if I am able to have my aviation in progress. Well, let me get back to that question here. Patcha, are you going to ask your question? Oh, let's see. I got to get back to this question we got here. Okay. Let's see. I hear, yes, absolutely. Silkiest lady, yes, 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 yes. What are you waiting for is what I'm feeling I need to share with you. What are you waiting for? Absolutely. Let's see what we got here. Yes, 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 silkiest lady. Okay. Well, Pecha, will my older son get his act together? Yes, he's going to, but he is going through. There's a lot of different things going on with him, okay? Just like the rest of us, he is being asked and required to deal with some of his own personal issues. Some of them are from some past lives that he needs to work out. He needs to really focus on going in within himself, because I do feel very strongly he's got some anger going on, some big time anger. But will he make it through that? Yes, he will. My suggestion to you is to please just let him know that he is loved and you are there for him when he is reaching out for your support. But I ask you, as a mother, we sometimes have to let our children, as we all have had, is to work things out for themselves. And every once in a while, as a mother, I slip in, you know, my little opinions and food for thought and, you know, those kinds of things. So I hope I helped you. Okay. Yeah, he's got some crazy stuff going on right now. But when you pray and deliver him to Father and ask Father to deliver him so he becomes a well-grounded and balanced individual. But he will make it through this, okay? Just know that. Okay, do you see if I could find someone else? Silkiest lady, I don't know if you're asking me that question, but yes, you can. Absolutely. Okay, who's next? What is happening in Laughlin and when? Dr. Leilani. That's good. I like that. One of the things that you can do is actually, if you would do a search on that, or if you'll send me your email address, I promise I won't be bugging you.
I'll just send you all the information for the Laughlin UFO conference. I do understand that it is the largest UF conference held within the United States. I'm feeling like it's closer to the end of the year. I have been personally invited, and I don't have that paperwork in front of me, but if you will email me at imdivinelight@aol.com, I'll make sure you get that information, okay? We got a plan here? Okay. All right, who's next? Okay. Okay, Lintha Knight, would you like to ask your question, honey? Unless you are you there? Okay, I got a few more minutes left to ask. Oh, this is cute. It's imdivinelight@aol.com. imdivinelight@aol.com. Okay? Oh, I'll send it, doctor. Okay. Oh, I got it. It must be hidden among, it must be hidden among all these other windows I got open up, honey, because I'm not seeing it. You'll please forgive me if you would. Spirit Wonder, can you invite Knight into the room with the private room with us, if you would? I didn't think you were going to be on tonight. Why is that, Florida girl? I'm right here. You bet I'm on. I will always broadcast there every Tuesday night, no matter what. You bet I am. Okay, so Spirit Wonder, if you can invite Knight into the private room, I would really appreciate that so I can talk to her. We're getting very close to the end of this show, so I just really want to say a couple of things to all of you, if I may. I really appreciate every one of you coming and sharing your energy, your time, your love with me and with this show. It's really nice to have all of you. And I just want to remind you guys that this is your sacred space, every one of you. This is your room. This is your opportunity to be with like-minded people, people that are positive and are uplifting, are willing to love you and support you regardless. Hi, Michael. It is an honor to have you. Thank you for joining us. So I ask that each of you please help my show and my admins on monitoring the room. Never, ever allow anyone to come into your sacred space to ever dishonor it. Because once they dishonor themselves, they have dishonored you, they have dishonored this room. And I have to say, I am honored and delighted to connect to each and every one of you. And it tickles me pink. Oh, my gosh, you guys are not going to believe what just happened here. I just think I got a visitation from Victor One. Oh, my gosh. Oh, my Lord. Anyway, I just needed to say that to all of you. I want to bring the attention. We have another BDS radio show host, Michael Kroger, on in the room with all of us. If I could have Michael, please, would you honor us by sharing your broadcast day and time with all the listeners in this room, if you would? I sure would appreciate that. Oh, you know what? I wish you guys could be right here to see what's going on this end. Oh, my Lord. I'm in a hologram right now, people. I really am. Anyways, Michael Kroger is going to actually share with all of you his Showtime information. Let me tell you a little bit about this man. This man is awesome. So I'm going to actually say goodnight to BBS Radio. I will stay in the Pal Talk room with you guys for a little bit longer. But I always want you to remember this. I am that I am. I am the power and the authority of me, my world, and activities. Never, ever forget that. Love yourselves with all your hearts. Love thou family. And until we all meet again, be safe and be well. Good night to all the BBS Radio listeners. Love you all, and have a good night and sleep well. Good night.